Daddy boops me. Don't be silly. Why wouldn't he boop me? I'm Daddy's darling little booper bopper, you know. It's my job to snuggle him whenever he needs a snuggle. You're right, mister, I am very little. Daddy always likes to boop young princesses. Well, I guess he's been booping me for a long time. Yeah, like since Mommy died, you know? See, most daddies have a mommy to boop when they need to boop-a-doop. But after our mommy went away, Daddy had to start using me instead. It makes me feel special. Of course, the first time he boopered my nose-a-roo, he messed me up real bad inside. Yeah, his boop makes my nose tingle real deep, you know? He booped me until I sneezed. Sometimes, when Daddy makes me sneeze, I like to think that he'll make me sick. Yeah, I would love to get sick from boops because then I could stay home from school and get booped even more. But he says that after the way he's given me vitamins so many times, I probably won't get sick again forever. That kind of makes me sad. But I don't like to think I'd trade the feeling of Daddy's squishes tickling me in the very deepest parts of my nose for anything. It's so warm and tickly and it makes my head all dizzy. Well, anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The first time Daddy booped me, it startled me really bad. Yeah, I cried and I told him to stop. I actually told him that I didn't want him to poke me. That was a pretty selfish thing of me to do. I still feel guilty about it. Luckily for me, Daddy forgave me. After punishing me, of course. Well, Daddy punishes me a lot, so it's hard to remember. These days, the punishments aren't so bad. He usually just does them so I don't forget that I'm his personal badonkadonk. Like, he'll take away my crayons or make me eat a lot of vegetables or something. But back then, when I would keep saying how I don't want him to boop me, his punishments were a lot more serious. I remember how he would tie me down and tickle torture me. A tickle torture is, it's a tickle that you can't get away from until Daddy stops. Daddy would leave me tied down for minutes and minutes without stopping or anything, and I would pee myself, and I would have trouble breathing, and I would cry, but he would never let up. No. And after a few weeks of doing that, Daddy's boops weren't so bad. In fact, I started to really like the way he would rub his nose close to mine and give me tickles deep inside. Sometimes when he rubs my nose, he likes to poke me too. He pokes me real, real soft. I love being Daddy's tickle toy. Oh, he does lots of other things too. He made me memorize this little speech for starters. You know, to remember my place in life. I say it every night before I go to bed. Of course I still remember how it goes. I just said it last night, dummy. It's sort of like a prayer. You just fold your hands and you close your eyes and you say, I am a cutie patootie boop-a-rooney. My nose belongs to Daddy and no one else. My belly button belongs to my Daddy. The soles of my teeny tiny itsy feet belong to Daddy. And my little squishy face belongs to Daddy. I am a super quiet peep-pip-squeak who loves it when her Daddy boops her. My only purpose in life is getting booped. I exist to feel Daddy's frickle-frackle-tickles day and night. I love my Daddy's wiggly fingers and everything he does with them. I love it when Daddy brushes his fingertips against my belly or my feet. And I love it when he tosses me in the air. And I love when my Daddy pokes and kisses me. I love to nuzzle Daddy's neck. I am Daddy's well-behaved baby girl. Amen. Just like that, what did you think? Mister, are you still listening? You seem a little confused. Are you boopy too? You can boop me if you want. No, really, it's no big deal. Daddy's friends boop me all the time. That makes me feel extra special. All those guys have little chickpeas of their own back home, but they never taught them how to boop noses. Nope. I'm the only daughter in town who knows how important tickle torture is. I'm so lucky I had a smart man like my daddy to teach me my purpose in life. Sometimes, Daddy's friends like to tickle me in big groups. They call it a tickle party. Yeah. And I feel so small with all those big, strong men pinning me down in between them and making me giggle. They tickle me so much that sometimes I think I'll giggle forever. Well, I probably do giggle too much. Do I, mister? Do I giggle like a little giggle addict? I like Daddy's friends, though. He sure has a lot of them. Sometimes Daddy likes to leave me in the middle of the park, tied up to one of the swings. That's how he always makes new friends. He just leaves a sign around my neck that says, "Boop me," in big block letters. I made the sign myself with crayons and construction paper. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, when Daddy's friends can't boot me properly, they write down jokes so Daddy can recite them to me or have me read them. I love puns. They're wonderful. They're ponderful. Yeah, mister, you can boop any part of me you want. Make sure to tickle me, okay? I love getting tickled until I can't stand. Mister, you have such nice fingers. We feel so funny, mister. I could sit here getting poked all day. Do you mind if I rub my nose on your face? Thank you, mister. I want a gig from your touchy-watchy forever. Mister, can you squish my face? This little giggle freak wants your fingers on her cheeks. I don't have a blush reflex, you know. My cheeks are really just another belly to tickle. Oh, mister, thank you for squishing all over my face. It's so fun. Please boop me again. I'm just Daddy's cute little boop toy after all.